Hello, hello, and welcome to the Next Level Loan Officers Podcast, the number one podcast for loan officers by loan officers.
With real originators in the trenches, just like you, every single day.
If they can go there, how come I can't go there? Well, you can.
Like, if you don't water your plants, you don't have future crops. You can't feed your family. You can't make a living. This is watering your crops.
You have to find your community and you have to dig in.
If it wasn't for you guys, I can tell you, probably my trajectory would have been a completely different one.
We'll see you on the next Level Loan Officers Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Next Level Podcast. I don't know how many episodes we've done, Sean, but it damn near feels like
4,802.
Okay. I knew you'd have the specifics. That's why we've got you on this call. Well, the caveat for everyone watching or listening online is that today is my daughter's third birthday, and she may be busting through that door at any moment. I've got her on the couch watching Coco Melon or one of those shows that makes you want to pull your fingernails out. But there is a chance we may have a guest speaker coming on the podcast today.
She'd have a lot to share. She's insightful.
She have a lot to share. Well, listen, like, I want to take this episode in a specific direction based on where you just were. You were on vacation last week. Is that true?
I was on spring break last week.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So,
there's a difference.
Yes. Yes. As a parent, you were on a trip, not on a vacation.
Yes.
Okay. So you were on a trip away from work. And I think one of the things that anyone in sales, commission sales, struggles with is, how do you take a vacation? How do you set yourself up for that? Are you available? Are you not? Do you have an out of office? What is your team doing? Are they doing anything differently? And then, like, how does that go for you? So I'd love to just kind of dig through. You're a guy who's all about structure, discipline, organization. What did you do and how did it go?
So there's two different kinds of trips that I go on. So, like, if I'm going to go on spring break with my boys, then, like, you know, so we went to Breckenridge. I love to ski. They live a different life than I did, than I grew up in. I didn't ski for my first time until I was 31. And, you know, they fight me like skiing some days at 8 and 10. So it's just funny, that perception. You know, Shane, you and I both grew up that way. And it's like, you provide these things for your kids and they just don't get it, but they're not supposed to because they're kids. They like their iPads, man. And they like having some downtime, and they like running down to the arcade at the place that I rented. And so, I mean, I still have stuff to do. And so in this kind of situation, like, it's easy, and the conditions were better to ski in the afternoon anyway. So, like, I worked 3 out of 5 days for 1 to 2 hours last week. Now, before that, the week before, you know, the team was set up, all of our pre-approvals that we had outstanding. My loan partner knew who we needed to follow up with. She knew it was coming in. You know, I use RingCentral. You use RingCentral forever for your phone. You know, I don't really care if people have my cell phone number. It's not so much about that, but the RingCentral text messages, the phone calls, all of that stuff's traceable so they can see all of those things. So my team, we have a cadence and they know how to check those things for me when I'm gone. And so they were set up for success. We talked, and, you know, working those 5 or 6 hours that I did, I mean, I had a couple leads that called. I mean, you know, we make good money when we close a loan. So, like, there's some times where people are like all in or all out. And last week was not a time where I needed to be either. I could dip my toe in when necessary because it moved the needle for my business. Now, I am taking another trip where I'm going to have, and I'm going skiing again, and it's going to be, I will be on either side of 2 work days coming up, and it will be a Friday and a Monday. And those, like, I am going to transfer my RingCentral number. It's going to be forwarded. I mean, I'll probably look at the email at some point, but, like, that's a Sean time. And so that falls into a very different category for me than this other trip based upon the set of circumstances that I have.
Yeah. I think what the reality is, the underlying theme here is intentionality. Mm-hmm. You know, you knew you were going to be working somewhat, right? So you were intentional with what your team was doing, but also your team knew that like they weren't going to be answering all of your calls, scrubbing all of your messages, doing your job for you. Like you didn't pass your responsibilities to them with intention, whereas your other trip, more of an adult trip, you're offline and you're intentionally going to not be available Friday and Monday. And so that's a very different preparation. And I think what's really important for people is they just don't plan. You know, they go and saying, hopefully it'll be quiet. Hopefully, you know, I've got a couple pre-approvals, but no one's going to be making an offer. And of course that means that the way, I don't know if it's Murphy's Law or mortgage law, everyone's going to make an offer. And then you're scrambling and then you're at the pool. Your spouse is like doing what you had said you were going to do with them, relax. And you're not, you're on your laptop, you know, you're cranking. And then you're like, look at me. I'm so cool. I'm working on at the pool. And like, that's not cool. Right. So I think that that's a big thing. And I found that to be true too. Like I do like to take vacations, much harder with kids. I haven't had a vacation in quite some time. But like,
you took an entire month off and worked 50 hours a week recently.
Yeah. It wasn't a vacation. And I didn't say it was a vacation, right? I was working remote. And again, but what was cool about that was I was intentional with the fact that I wanted to get away from Washington when it was nasty and I wanted to get somewhere warm. But I never said I'm on vacation. It was works. But what I did is I was done by 3 o'clock every day. So I intentionally got into the office early. I had a co-working space there that I worked from. I wanted to be able to be efficient with my time. I brought a second monitor. So I had one of those little portable monitors so I could get work done, right? Had good internet. It was intentional. It was very strategic. And I just owned my calendar, man. Like I had out of office buffers. I had times when I was available, times when I wasn't. I'll tell you that the first couple of days I was super anxious because I couldn't get into my co-working space. So then I'm just on a laptop in the kitchen at my place. My daughter's running around. My wife is busy. That was not ideal. So the one thing I would say for people is if you are going to work remote on a trip, just find a place that you can like, I would say, get a work sprint done. Meaning like if you're in a nice hotel, they've got executive business centers and things like that. It is worth your time to be in a space where you can function well. It's worth your time to upgrade from the free Wi-Fi to the premium, right? It's worth your time to like take a 3-hour block and sprint and get all your work done, record your content, pre-schedule your videos to go out or your posts to go out, set your team up, get your intake calls done, and then go to the slopes or go to the pool or whatever that looks like. Whereas if you're on vacation, and we've both done that too, my vacation, I was like, hey, I'm offline. I blocked those times out. I told people I was going to be unavailable, but never fear. These are my team members who are available. These are the people you can call. And so I think that's one of the caveats I would leave people with. You are entitled to take a vacation. You are a full-fledged adult. You can do that. Everyone else in life takes vacations where they don't work. Just set your team up for success. And your team is not just your team. I believe your team are your agents, your referral partners, your pre-approvals. If you're like, I'm a broker owner, so I have account executives I got to work with. Set them up the week before. Send them an email. Send them a video. Hey, I'll be gone next week. Here's the people you can reach out to. Have an out of office that's helpful, right? Tells people where they can get things addressed. And I think that makes a big difference.
Well, you know, and one of the things that people, I think we miss, you know, hope and fear are both your enemy. And so when I'm off that Friday and Monday, like if something falls through the cracks, but I've had 4 complete days of unplugging, I mean, there's nothing that falls through the cracks that's going to be that big of a deal. I mean, if for some reason a lead that a referral was sent to me, you know, doesn't get, I don't win that deal because, you know, because of whatever, like it was never my deal anyway. And I'm not going to get mad on Tuesday and be like, oh crap, I can't believe this happened. And like be all mad. Just be like, no, man, I had 4 days of complete and total like disconnection. And so you have to understand when you're going into these things and you're planning these trips and you're doing any of the stuff that you're doing, like that a lot of that is, you know, you have to have accept those consequences, or the results or whatever they is that they are, and consequences do not have to be bad. They're just the result of something. And so like Worst case, miss out on a deal. But like the 4 days that I'm going to have doing what I'm going to have doing are going to be worth whatever that might happen, just if some particular client's rude to one of my team members and I only want to deal with Sean, which doesn't really happen very often. But
well, the reality is anyone taking any vacation is losing something, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's an exchange, right? Because if you worked at Boeing and you took a week off from Boeing, yeah, you get PTO and vacation, all that. But if you were working, you would make more money, right? So everyone taking time off is losing out on some level of revenue. But again, that's because we all know, well, you can't work all the time. And like, so deep down inside, everybody knows that it's important to take breaks. I mean, mentally, physically, it's super important to take breaks. So I think part of this is being okay, understanding that when you aren't working, you aren't necessarily generating revenue. And, you know, we had coaches that in a different season, it made more sense, would say, hey, like you're the least important person on your team. You know, you shouldn't be doing these things. You should be able to take every Friday off and work 2 weeks out of the month. And like, maybe there's a place for that. But the reality is for most of us, and especially in this market, like we're working and we're working hard. And if we do work hard and we're strategic and we're proactive, we get handsomely rewarded for that work, even in this market, right? But you're not like taking 8 weeks off to go to Tahiti and making money in the mortgage industry unless you've spent years designing and perfecting something. And that's just not the reality for us in the market we're in. And that's okay. Like take time off. That sacrifice of that one deal or that potential deal that wasn't even your deal,
yes,
is still worth getting the vitamin D and creating the memories. And like, and if you don't see any reason to take time off, that's probably a problem. Right? Like if you've put yourself in a position where no one wants to spend time with you for outside of work, you even more need a vacation.
Man, there's this guy that I started following on Instagram. And I wish I knew his name right now because I'd share it with everybody. But he has ran at 6:15 in the morning for over 2,000 days in a row. Wow. And he was talking about the other day that if, like, you know, you're so focused on wealth and you're so focused on building money and like, that's all you have. That's all people are ever going to want to hang out with you for.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, when we think about that deal and I mean, we all probably need them now a little bit more than we have in the past, but if still, if that's the bar of your self-worth, you need to evaluate where you're at with those things.
Yeah. It's just not worth it. Yeah. When you step back and I get it, man, like, and you've been there too. Like I had years where I was a workaholic and, you know, I was avoiding coming home. I was super unhealthy, was drinking at the office and like, just not the best version of myself. We've all been there. I was a workaholic and like, we all do that for varying reasons. I was not happy. And like, although on paper, I was a top 1% originator, every one of those years, I had more money than I'd ever made as a fireman. I mean, like I would get paid in a month at the mortgage company what I'd make in a year at the fire department. Like, but at the end of the day, my body wasn't healthy. I was stressed out. I wasn't feeling well. I was mentally not there. And so it's super important that you create balance. And balance is different for everyone. And so this whole like, you have to take work Monday through Friday and take Saturday and Sunday off or whatever is a myth. It's designed by unions that like, that's where they put all their employees into these little buckets. But like the average entrepreneur doesn't need to be in a bucket. You know, what's better balanced for you. And if that means you work 6 days a week or 5.5, but the time you're off, you're really off. Or maybe you do take Fridays off, but you've designed that day off with intention. You're doing it the right way. Now,
can we talk about working on the weekends for a second, Shane?
I think we should, because it's something that you and I both have like admittedly pivoted on.
Yeah. Yeah. It used to be different. Like I used to have things structured so well and had such a large team underneath me that I didn't have to work on the weekends. I didn't have to work after 5 o'clock, but you know, I still get to do things in the morning if I'm running late to something or intentionally trying to run late to something. If I check out at 3 p.m. in the middle of January, cause it's like, it's 50 degrees and it's been dry for 4 days and I can go hit my mountain bike, I can do that. But that also means that, like, man, I don't mind taking a call on a Saturday. I don't mind taking a call on a Thursday evening if I don't have anything else going on, if I'm doing chores and just getting stuff dialed in the house. I mean, there's times on Sundays. I mean, it's a day I usually spend with my boys and we're doing things. But man, if they're getting a little bit older, the leash is longer, they like to go play and do things. And, you know, if I've got time and somebody's calling me about a $400,000 loan, I'm probably going to take 10 minutes and answer the phone call at this point, because it's just a good use of my time. And this industry allows for a lot of flexibility. I was talking with a friend recently, and they were evaluating their career choices and the work that they do, and it's not really fulfilling. And I was breaking down a bunch of things with them. I was like, well, I can't say, I was like, now that I'm just back to hanging out with realtors and originating loans, like I like what I do more, but here's all the things that my job allows me to do. And I still get rewarded handsomely when the market's good with a paycheck. And they were like, yeah, you know, you probably should keep doing that. My job doesn't do all those. It doesn't provide those other things for me.
Well, that's the reality, is most jobs don't. And so yeah. I think a couple of takeaways from this episode. One, it's okay to take days off. In fact, it's more than okay. It's mandatory. You should have mandatory breaks. There's a reason why, even in a country that works as much as we do, they force all normal W-2 workers to take breaks during the day. It's very healthy to do that. And what they found, and there's a ton of stats and scientific studies on this, you're not effective for an 8-hour period of time, right? You should be working in sprints, right? Whether that's a day sprint, an hour sprint. Like for me, I used to meet with my coach once a month for an hour. Now I'm doing a Saturday all day. And so every quarter I'm going to meet with my coach for a Saturday. We're going to go away somewhere cool, because one of our core values is adventure. So we're going to go away, and like, that's an expensive investment in my time. And I'm going to meet with my coach, who's just an incredible guy. And we're going to plan out the next quarter and debrief on the quarter before. So intentionality is key. It's important to take mandatory breaks, be strategic with that. And you design your life, you design your schedule. You don't work for, you know, the auto workers union, where you have to punch in at 7 a.m. every day and punch out at 3 p.m. So punch in and out when it makes sense for you, but do so intentionally and communicate proactively what you intend to do. And one thing that you kind of touched on is like, what you didn't say, but what you said was, you're not doing two things at once. So if you're meeting with, you know, if you're out with your boys mountain biking, you're not taking a call while you're mountain biking, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if your boys are doing something and you're not doing something, you're going to take a call. So you can't effectively be two places at once. And I think that's important to understand. Be where you're going to be and be effective in that time. And if that means it's Sunday and you decide you want to take a call, do that. For me, like, Sunday is my non-negotiable day. But if it's a Saturday and people are like, hey, do you mind doing something? I'm like, yeah, if I'm not doing something and I can be one place and be there intentionally and be there effectively, I'm going to do that. So I think that's a great kind of point you brought up. And then lastly, leverage technology, man, to make your time more effective. Like, if you haven't signed up for Calendly, get on Calendly now. Block out the times you're free. Make that intentional so people can pick time that works for them, that also works for you, right? And Calendly lets you do that. It's super effective. And you can I have multiple companies. They're all blended in one Calendly. So people can actually get on my calendar when it works for me and it works for them. And I think that's, you talked about RingCentral and your team being able to use that. Use technology. Like, it can be your best friend. It doesn't have to be something that's overwhelming. And that's what I would leave everybody with. Like, own your time. You're the keeper of your time card. No one else. That's a beautiful thing about our industry. Take advantage of it. Like, if it's like today, it's my daughter's birthday and I didn't have a lot to do today on the calendar. So I spent time with my daughter scooting around the neighborhood at 9:30 in the morning on a Monday. And it was amazing. And I had spent really good time with my daughter, and I chose to do that. And I will reap the rewards of that, and so will my daughter. So I think that's something that I love about our industry, and I'm super thankful for.
Yeah, Shane, there was a quote that you made me think of, and we can just close with this, but it says, be where your feet are. I don't remember who said it, but it's definitely something in our industry that we can all be more present and do more of.
Well, I love that. And I was thinking of that quote, and I don't know who says it, but we need to figure it out, because, man, be where your feet are. And if your feet were here today and you were actually listening to the podcast, not multitasking, thank you. Like, it's hard to do. And I get that. If you want to be where we are, join Next Level. We got some amazing updates coming, some amazing growth opportunities for you. But you can get started at becomenl.com. Super easy. For the cost of less than one loan a year, you can get your entire 12-month membership covered. And we're super excited about the things to come. Sean, thank you, my man, as always. You're back.
Peace out, friends.
Now, okay, real quick, before we end this, you went on a trip, which I'm going to classify, the mortgage gods would classify that as a vacation. Did you get more leads when you left?
Leads came in last week.
It's like, yeah.
I expected to come to get slammed with contracts and everything. Today's actually been super busy. But it wasn't one. I was certain, and I just had hired a new
loan. It's like death and taxes, man.
It was because I hired a new loan partner. If I went to hire the loan partner,
you didn't call it a vacation. In your mind, this next trip where you're actually off, it's like death and taxes, you will get more deals.
Perfect.
Thanks, bro. Well, guys, thank you again. We'll see you on the next one.